You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Jim.
Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
That's good. I can hear some birds in the background, which is very nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to, get out of the wind.
Last week, you were in a slide when we talked to you.
Yeah.
Any playground equipment around?
No, I've just reached the back of my work, so I think I can just hover behind my colleague's car and have a yarn from there.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Hey, we're talking about a very particular type of plant this morning, epiphyte. This is a plant that grows on other plants. Please explain. What is this?
Yeah, so that's exactly what it is. There are 108 different native epiphytic plants, vascular epiphytic plants in New Zealand, and how I decided to yarn about this today is this. I took Tuesday off on annual leave because I really needed it, and went out to Shakespeare Regional Park.
Oh, lush.
The closest park to Te Rere Matangi, which I was trying to go to, but the ferries don't go on Tuesdays or Mondays, for your listeners' information.
Good to know.
Walking through the bush and just spent the whole time looking up because there was so much cool stuff up there. I was kind of amazed. Normally I look down and scrounge for mosses and fungi and ferns and stuff on the ground, but I was just mesmerized by these massive astelias hanging in the tree and all the bird life that was accompanying that. So
yeah, amazing.
I have a yarn about things that grow on other things.
Yes, please. So what kind of things that grow on other things were you observing on your walk? What's a kind of common one to look out for if other people are looking up on their bush walks?
Yeah, so they're kind of split into four groups. There's your typical epiphytes, which are habitually epiphytic. They live their entire life cycle up there in the air. There's always exceptions. Sometimes they fall down and they live on logs on the ground. But for the most part, they're all up there. And there's quite a number of them. There's a lot of ferns, the spleniums and blechnums. There's the astelia, the classic big, flax-like plant that lives up in the trees. Mm-hmm. You often see it in big old pudetti trees. I think the common names are a bit dicey, but this one's Widowmaker because it's really heavy and I think if it falls on you, it might not be super great.
But,
all the native orchids as well are typical epiphytes. And there's occasional epiphytes, which are plants that normally grow terrestrially, but time to time they can grow up there as well. That's your more common ferns like Splenium, Bulbiferum, the hen and chickens ferns, and a bunch of others. The really fascinating one I'm kind of obsessed with is the hemi-epiphytes. So they're plants that grow on other plants but have these massive tap roots that wind down the trees and eventually make contact with the ground and kind of don't need their host plant.
They're just hanging out up there.
Yeah, they just latch on and then kind of do their thing in the sky and then slowly reach for the ground where they make connection. Then they're like, okay, I'm sweet. I don't need you tree anymore, but thanks for letting me hang out.
Feels like there's some nice metaphor to be gleaned from that. The sort of the poetry feels very abundant in that.
Yeah, I know. It's sweet, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely.
And that's there's actually quite a lot of plants that most people wouldn't think kind of tie into that hemi-epiphytic thing. A lot of the caprosmas, Robusta, the caribou, and Grandiflora, and Grisolinius literalis, which most people use as a hedge that you often see dying around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hemi-epiphyte as well, as are both the southern and northern rattas. So just incredibly cool plants.
Are they at all harmful for the plant that they are growing off, or is it quite a symbiotic thing?
No, they're all just synced up. It's just cool. And when you leave things to do their thing, I guess it's different when you have introduced plants and other kind of pest species that knock an ecosystem off its kind of balance. But in a, in a good, healthy forest, they're all just kind of help each other and weigh each other out. It's really, it's really sweet.
That's really cool. And is there anything that you can grow in your garden that sort of functions in the same way, or anything that you've come across that is nice to plant together for its sort of success?
Yeah, well, you can introduce, if you've got trees in your flat or if you're own a house or whatever, you can introduce epiphytes into those trees. A lot of those kind of ferns you see growing up, you can, if you find a log on the ground that has it, you can put it next to the base and eventually it will go up. Often they will just come by and happen naturally.
Mm.
A real common one, which is often used as houseplants, is that staghorn fern.
Oh, yeah.
So that's epiphytic in its natural habitat. It grows on trees and kind of mounts itself there. And I guess people can kind of mount that on, I don't know, bits of wood in their house if they want to. I think I've seen that on Pinterest.
Nice. Pinterest yeah. gardening tips. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. But it's just a really cool kind of thing to look out for. And that's just the native plants I was yarning about today. Like if you go through Myers Park, you look up into those big old palms, and there's so much stuff growing up there that like never reaches the ground and never grows in soil. It's just kind of cool to look up every once in a while.
Totally. What an amazing thing to think about. I feel like this is also quite good for people who maybe do have trees in their garden that they've seen something growing out of. I think people can quite often freak out and think that's something they need to remove. It's probably fine. Is that what we're learning this morning?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. That's really good.
Yeah, sure.
I like
don't fix it if it ain't broken.
Exactly, yeah. Just let it be. It's just hanging out. It's just having a nice time. I like the idea of going for a walk and making yourself look at skywards a little bit more. I'm terrible on a hike, especially for, you know, you don't want to trip over too much, but you do have to sometimes consciously make yourself look skyward rather than enjoying all the little moss critters on the ground.
Well, that's the thing. I did trip over a number of times. There's a few kind of like step hazards there.
Comes with the territory.
I was just absorbed in it. Hey, there's so many cool birds, like big kakadu that was so up close, and like, oh man, it was very cool.
That's so cool.
Very cool place.
Jim, thank you for bringing us epiphytes this morning, the many beautiful native varieties which we can see out and about. I hope you have a lovely week, and we will talk to you very soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Pete.
See ya.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.